you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 10th. Today's word is Luddite, spelled capital L-U-D-D-I-T-E. Luddite is a noun that means one of a group of early 19th century English workmen destroying labor-saving machinery as a protest. Broadly, it means one who is opposed to especially technological change. Here's the word used in a sentence from the San Francisco Chronicle by Carolyn Sade. It's not that firefighters are Luddites, but in life-and-death situations, they can't afford to rely on solutions that haven't been thoroughly field-tested. Luddites could be considered the first victims of corporate downsizing. The Luddite movement began in the vicinity of Nottingham, England, toward the end of 1811, when textile mill workers rioted for the destruction of the new machinery that was slowly replacing them. Their name is of uncertain origin, but it may be connected to a probably mythical person known as Ned Ludd. According to an unsubstantiated account in George Pellew's Life of Lord Sidmouth from 1847, Ned Ludd was a Leicestershire villager of the late 1700s who, in a fit of insane rage, rushed into a stocking weaver's house and destroyed his equipment. Subsequently, his name was proverbially connected with machinery destruction. With the onset of the information age, Luddite gained a broader sense describing anyone who shuns new technology. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.